Yo, good morning, everyone.
This is Jack, and you're listening to the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That last track that I started off the hour with was You Look Certain, I'm Not So Sure by Mount Kimby featuring Andrea Balenci. And right now, playing behind me is There's Nothing Left to Make You Stay by Vegan. I'm playing a bit of kind of nostalgic-y, kind of pandemic era, sort of, electronic music, and just kind of because I've been thinking about what it felt like to be like a teenager during the pandemic when I had just so much access and free time to so much to learn about, for better or for worse, a lot of the time for worse. But it just felt like it was a really good moment to be getting into experimental music and electronic music, and I don't know, I just sort of I went back to an old playlist and captured a few songs from there to put on here, and hopefully you'll all enjoy. I think they're all great songs to this day. They all hold up, not just as 2020 classics to me, but many of these songs are songs that I listen to all the time now. That last track, the Mount Kimby track, You Look Certain, is one that I really, one of my favorite songs out there, really. That album that it's from, Love What Survives, was very big for me back in high school, and that song particularly was one of my like most played songs of 2020 or 2021 or something. I don't know. I guess I'll go ahead and just introduce my next song, which really doesn't need that much introduction. It's Sugar and Diesel by Echo 2K from the incredible album E. Handle it. Talk a little bit because this track goes on for a little while. That last track again was Sugar and Diesel by Echo 2K. That's not the last Drain Gang Sad Boys affiliated artist you'll hear today if you keep listening. But that's just because Drain Gang and Sad Boys, Young Lean and all that, they were a big touch point for myself and for I think a lot of others in getting into kind of modern experimental music, which I really appreciate them for. Shout out to those Swedes. Anyways, the track playing behind me right now is a bit of an outlier when read in conjunction with the rest of this track list, just because it's a bit older. I believe 2004, maybe 2002. This is As Long As There's Love Around by Farben, otherwise known as Jan Jelinek. One of the legends of the micro house, or the minimal house genre slash movement. And this song is from his EP Don't Fight Phrases, which is honestly just one of my favorite projects ever put to record. And this song is my favorite from it. It's one of my favorite songs ever. And not only did it open my eyes to kind of minimal house and micro house, but it also opened my eyes to just like so much more electronic music. It made me want to kind of explore house and explore kind of minimal glitch stuff, both of which are things I love very much today. So I don't think that this necessarily would be in the same musical palette as like a lot of the other stuff I'm playing today that I think is pretty widely accepted and kind of canonized as like the experimental music scene in the last couple years. But this is a song that's very important to me, I think, and one that I really appreciate. And it's hard to argue with it. I mean, like, just the percussion and the general groove of it all, the kind of thrum, it's so nice. And I mean, it's something that any house song aims to capture, but capturing it with the kind of minimal house sound palette and technique, I find really, really impressive and just kind of awesome. But yeah, I think I'll let the next couple songs play now after this one concludes. Next up, we've got Wonderland by Bladey and Echo 2K. Once again, Drain Gang, very important. And I'll recap the rest of my next couple songs, a few more songs down the line. So yeah, hopefully y'all been enjoying. Keep on keeping it locked.
Or no, if it's like springtime in my mind. on the stars. And they looking home, and I did it for the all. Yeah, stars. I go in the night, just to make it work out.
Absolute zero. feel me, heal me like you would care for me. Touch me, decompose me, heal me. Don't you want to see the real me? Thrill me, kill the real me. Thrill me, you by my side, but are you really with me?
Walk these streets till there's blood on my feet. Walk these streets.
But I'm
all right, I'm going to talk about those last couple songs, but first, there does come a time in every great radio show where I got to do a little PSA. So I'm going to do one about cell phone rights. Whether you're taking your cell phone with you on a walk, in your car, to a civil protest, you should know your legal rights. The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that police must obtain a warrant to search a person's cell phone. However, a phone without a passcode can readily be searched by anyone holding it, and a Virginia court recently ruled that a defendant can be compelled to unlock a device that's protected only by a fingerprint sensor. So consider using a key code password and setting your phone screen to lock very quickly when no one's using it, particularly if you expect to be in a potentially volatile situation. While the police can't legally force you to unlock your phone, they can ask you to, and if you do that, you've forfeited your rights. The correct answer to a cop's request to search you, your vehicle, or your phone is no, officer, I do not consent to a search. Thank you. Finally, remember that the police can always ask a judge for a search warrant, so think carefully about what's stored on your phone, including photos, contacts, and app data. You can learn more about your rights from the Electronic Freedom Foundation on the web at EFF.org. This was a public service message from the EFF and your freedom-loving friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. All right. Right now the song that's playing is called Honesty by Eve Toomer from the record Safe in the Hands of Love. I was going to choose a different song from this, actually, a better-known song called Noid, which actually would have tied in very nicely with that PSA. But I felt like this song kind of fit the vibe a little better. Anyways, for those last couple songs, I sort of introduced Wonderland by Bladey and Echo 2K. the song after that with the haunting vocals and the beautiful ambiance was MK Ultra by Laurel Halo from her record Quarantine, which came out in 2012, 8 years before the COVID pandemic. But it became a very like definitive project for a lot of my time spent in that kind of quarantine era. It's just an incredible album. Maybe somewhere in my top five, top 10 favorite albums ever made. It's just so inventive and so it accomplishes what it does so perfectly. And then after that, I had Boy Life in EU by Young Lean. Absolutely iconic, like moment defining song, really. It came out, I believe, just before COVID, because the album Stars released maybe mid 2020, and Boy Life in EU was the lead single. And I remember I had been kind of a Young Lean fan at the time. I'd been a fan of his older stuff where he's doing kind of like jokey raps and like kind of vaporwavey beats and all that. But I remember seeing the music video for Boy Life in EU like recommended to me on YouTube when it came out, and I clicked on it like, sure, why not? And I didn't love it at first, but I've in the time, not even it only took me a little while for it to really grow on me. And then Stars came out, his not his most recent album, but his 2020 album, and it was very I don't know how to describe it exactly. It was very stark, like in comparison to the rest of his discography, in a really like interesting way. It just went for a really kind of dreamy, kind of like, I don't know. I don't want to call it like dreamy pop, because that's like the dumbest, like most basic way to describe music ever. But it's just very like emotive and very powerful. And especially as someone who, as a fan who had kind of understood a bit of the Young Lean story, and I've since come to understand more, there's a lot of really interesting ups and downs in his career that sort of led to Stars being the way it was. And I thought that was really, really nice. And just to, I guess, the song's kind of ending, this is Honesty by Yves Tumor once again. Yves Tumor is one of the most important musicians working today, I think. I love what they do. I think that their 2020 album, Gospel, not Gospel for a New Century, that's the first song on it. I can't even remember what it's called, which is like sad because it's one of my favorite albums. Heaven to a Tortured Mind, that's it. Just one of the best albums of the decade so far. I really, really, really love it. And I'll go ahead and introduce the next song since this one's almost finished. Next up, I've got Smile Number 1 by Slauson Malone and Caleb Giles. And that's a bit of, it's a bit of a throwback to sort of the slums kind of not lo-fi, but experimental hip-hop scene of the time, which also was a big touch point for me. I'm getting into all this experimental music, kind of a lot of like Mike, Earl Sweatshirt, etc. Led me towards weird left field music. And this album that this is from, A Quiet Farewell, is one of the pinnacles of that. So I'm going to let that play. Once again, this is Smile Number 1 by Slauson Malone and Caleb Giles.
Smile at the past when I see it. Sunsets first in the deep end. I know what was hurt to the healing. Made me a man, cursing my feelings. Over east with the low homies in. I was 14, rolling with them. Kept an eye on shorty when his daddy outside working late, getting more dividends. So what is it info? Living wrong, but we all on a mission though. See the stars from the sidewalk, I'm missing home. Chemo told me fly, bro, to get the dough.
Cut. This song, right? my younger years, before I learned black, I wanted to be and say brown in my own tears, talking about you, talking about you, talking and scream.
I know I was just on the mic, but I'm going to hop back on because the song's got a bit of a long buildup. Again, that was Smile Number 1 by Slauson Malone Number 1 and Caleb Giles. I don't know why he's going by Slauson Malone 1 now. I don't know if there's Slauson Malone 2. It's just one guy named Slauson Malone. Actually, that's not his name because I know that he's like the son of, I think, Wynton Marsalis, the kind of like old head jazz legend who hates on rap music nowadays. And this right now is Penny by Against All Logic, a really just incredible electronic song, one that I love very much. But I just wanted to talk about that Slauson Malone album, A Quiet Farewell, just a little bit. It is such a beautifully deconstructed piece of rap music. It just sounded like such a culmination of what that scene had kind of been building towards for years. And because of that, I just think it's a real like landmark in experimental music of this kind of era. It came out, I think, right before COVID, maybe 2019-ish. And Penny by Against All Logic, this is from the record 2017 through 2019. Very emblematic of 2020 to me. And I remember listening to it before the pandemic, and then also through the pandemic. So yeah, great, great project, Against All Logic. Shout out to Nicholas Jar. But yeah, again, this is Penny, probably my favorite song from that record. So enjoy.
Know that they don't like me, they just think I'm icy. Think I'm pretty spicy, spicy. Don't see me as human. Chocolate brown and shining, shining. Failing trying to bite me. Fish and flail are icing, icing. Piece of cake, that's my thing. I've got a world of words, I'm not trying. If you didn't copy me, then you're lying. Ask your A&R, ask your producer, where your style's from, cause that's my thing. Tell you to my Instagram from your writing. My eyes can reach, at least I'm not biting. Even my hygiene clothes, I'm not buying. Into the bullshit that they're all hyping. Know that they don't like me, they just think I'm icy. Think I'm pretty spicy, spicy, don't see me as human. Chocolate brown and shining, shining, failing trying to bite me. They should feel like icing, icing, piece of cake, that's my thing. Piece of kit, that's my thing. Can't chat to me about grinding. Push more lines than push a T on a full eclipse, I'm all nighting. Gale force and I'm riding. Through the storm, go on, dash, go on. Got rules of bars, I'm unsure. Which shore should I draw for? Know that they don't like me, they just think I'm icy. Think I'm pretty spicy, spicy, don't see me as human. Chocolate brown and shining, shining, failing trying to bite me. They should feel like icing, icing, piece of cake, that's my thing.
Alright, just to recap those last couple songs, again we had Penny by Against All Logic, which I've talked about plenty. After that, that little rap song was Icing by John Glacier. She had one of the best debuts of like this kind of era that I'm trying to capture with her album Shiloh Lost for Words in 2021. I just remember being kind of stunned by that. All produced by Vegan, who I played a song from earlier and released on his label. But yeah, John Glacier, the stuff she's done since has not been quite up to par with her debut, in my opinion. But she's still a very dynamic voice and an interesting figure in the whole left field music scene, I gotta say. And then that last track was Skylinny by Bar Italia. God, like, take me back to the days when I was really just into Bar Italia and what they were doing. They released music on Dean Blunt's kind of sub-label. And their first couple projects were incredible. I haven't cared that much for what they've done since. I saw them live last semester, which was fun, but it just wasn't, it was a little underwhelming for me. They're just kind of going for a different sound than they used to be. But yeah, like that run was spectacular. And I don't want to say like you kind of had to have been there for it, but like I feel like in some ways you had to have been there. And then right now behind me, which I'm kind of talking over, is Airport Antenatal Airplane by King Krule from his 2020 album Man Alive. I was really into King Krule pre-pandemic, but it was only kind of like later on that I sort of came to understand this record, Man Alive. and really grow to love it. And I feel like this was a big, like, I don't know, this album, which I'm totally talking over the song, so you're not hearing it, so apologies for that, captured a lot of, like, the malaise I felt in a lot of ways at that time in my life. The issue with, like, choosing songs that aren't songs that are kind of new to me, because I like to make a lot of my set lists out of songs that I've just discovered and all that. The issue with that is that, or when I don't do that, is that I just have too much to talk about. But yeah, I'm going to cut myself off here. This is Would Know by Mount Kimby. Again, another Mount Kimby song, but this is from their first record, rather than Love What Survives, the album that the first song I played today was from. So, enjoy.
I'm
All right. I'm going to talk just a little bit more. That two songs ago was Would Know by Mount Kimby from Crooks and Lovers, which I've come to understand is their best album, but I didn't used to think so. It's maturity that has me speaking this way. And then that last track was Nitro Girls 4 by Dean Blunt and Joanne Robertson, not Robinson, from the ridiculously legendary Roaches 2012 to 2019 compilation. Really special compilation album because it's just so emblematic to me. I don't know, of that whole era. And then right now behind me I have Petals Have Fallen by Kobe Say. Kobe Say's since released some music, but back in the day it was like really just this single and like a bunch of random collaborations and like small projects. And he was just kind of a man about the experimental music scene, which is kind of funny. This is a great song though. I'm going to talk a little bit about basketball because I like to do that. Right now, I don't know, the Orlando Magic, we're doing all right. I'm hoping that we continue to like be at least like stagnant at where we're at so that we can make the playoffs and all that. That would be really, really incredible. I would love to watch some Orlando Magic playoffs because I really haven't seen that much Magic playoff action in my time as a fan, which has been about a decade plus. I don't know. Anyways, I haven't been watching too many Magic games because I haven't just been around to catch them, but I've been watching some random Western Conference games because they're usually on a little later, and because of East Coast time, all that, I can catch them later at night when I'm kind of trying to chill and unwind. Of course, the Utah Jazz are my Western Conference favorites, but I don't think they're going to make the playoffs, which is kind of sad. But I've been watching some Timberwolves basketball, Minnesota Timberwolves. That is a really fun team, so I kind of would like to see the Nuggets or the Timberwolves do really well in the playoffs from the Western Conference this year. But yeah, Ant Edwards, I believe the hype. I believe it. Just like the kind of ad slogan that he's going for. And I mean, I love Mike Conley. He was a part of a lot of Grizzlies teams that I loved back in the late 2000s, early 2010s. And I always like to see him succeeding, so that's pretty cool. And I don't know. I like the Karl Anthony Towns Rudy Gobert thing they got going on. Watching Rudy Gobert play is a little bit magical. He just blocks stuff like none other. I love lanky Frenchmen in the NBA. Shout out to Victor Wembanyama too. Hope he wins Rookie of the Year. I think he will. That guy's also incredible. I've been watching Spurs basketball too. They're my other Western Conference favorites, but only because of Wemby. That's about all I have to say about basketball. I'll be back on the mic in like a very short time to do my closing remarks. But yeah, keep it locked for 5 more minutes or so. This is Slow Jam by Tirza, by the way.
I'm frozen. I'm sorry, my son. But you're too old to hold my hand. We must move on. Keep your head neat, do some hard work. Just call me sometimes, let me know you're okay, you're fine. I know you'll survive. Look me in the eyes. You can take a risk or two. Giant thumb. People trying to stop your fun. Telling you to wait. Finding out you're too late. You used to look forward to it. Now you're bored of it.
I guess I'm going to make my little closing remarks just now, even though I was on the mic like 2 seconds ago. Again, this is Slow Jam by Tirza. Yeah, I love the song. I love the EP it's from, I'm Not Dancing. It was her first EP. And the titular track off it is also one of my favorite songs ever. Very, very nostalgic, I guess, now. It's weird having nostalgia for all these things, because I feel like I was just discovering all this so recently, but it was years ago now. Funny how that works. Anyways, if you are listening, thank you so much for doing so. This is Jack, and this has been another installment of the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope you have an amazing day if you are listening, and if you're not, I also hope you have an amazing day. I hope that I've done an adequate job, but I'm afraid I may not have, of kind of conveying the message I wanted to, this episode with kind of the pandemic era zeitgeist, because it's all very personal. I don't think it was that much of a widespread thing, but it definitely felt very real. And I'm grateful for this kind of era of music and discovery for me, because it's led me to so much great stuff and so much love and appreciation for all kinds of music. But yeah, I won't be here next week. I will be on spring break in New York, getting up to all kinds of hijinks. But I'll be back the week after that. But yeah, I don't know. I don't have too much else to say. Go Magic. Shout out to y'all. Rock with me. And this was Slow Jam by Tirza. And my final track today is Easy by Mikachu in the Shapes. Shout out to Micah Levi, one of the goats.